Hello, my friends, and good Monday morning to you. Thank you so much for stopping by and spending a little bit of time with us today. My name is Roger, and behind the scenes is my wife, Angie, and together we make up the Barnabas Bridge. You know, I'm a bit old-fashioned, I think, in my technology. I have a phone and all that stuff that I can do computer work on, but I'd say I still love the old desktop that I have, and I do all my important work there. And it's kind of a big old clunky thing. It sits on my desk, and it's got quite a few years on it. But I'll tell you, it works good. And really, I never have too much trouble with it at all, and it does absolutely everything I need it to. But once in a while, it seems like it'll start slowing down a little bit. And next thing I know, it's slowing down a little bit more, and a little bit more, and then a little bit more, so it's hardly even working. It's just all gummed up, it seems, and it's just not doing what I have to have it do. And so I have to call in the IT department, and as you know, that's Angie. And she comes in and she sits down at my desk and she starts opening up pages and areas of the computer that I never even touch because I don't know what's going on there. But she starts erasing memory, and she I think it's called dumping caches or something like that. She dumps the trash, the old stuff that have been deleted that is still on the computer, and then she starts defragmenting things. I mean, it's all just a mystery to me. But sure enough, when she gets up and all that stuff that kind of got accumulated in the brain of the computer, she gets rid of all of that, and I sit down and I hit the buttons, and just almost like magic, that computer is working really good again. And once again, I can sit down and get the work done that is intended for me to do there. You know, Jesus gave an example that happens to people too, even Jesus. There was a time when he, in Mark, the first chapter in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus gets baptized, and then right away he goes into the desert, you know, for the temptations with Satan and all that. He calls his disciples, and then he goes to Capernaum with them and starts driving out evil spirits. He starts healing many, many people, and it just turns into, this is a longer period of time than just day by day. But he was working, and he's just nonstop, and things are going on in his life just back to back to back to back. And so he does this wonderful thing. Jesus is always demonstrating examples to us in a wonderful way. And I think that we should all take our lead from him. So after all that work and after all the things that kind of overwhelmed him, perhaps, verse 35 says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." So Jesus is no desktop computer by any means, but he did need to step back and just defragmentate. He needed to dump his cache. He needed to erase the files that were no longer necessary. And that way, when he came back out of his time, his prayer time with the Lord, he came back much better and prepared for the work that laid ahead, just like my computer once it got cleaned up. You know, about 18 months ago now, Angie and I started recording these videos. And we never planned on doing this at all. That was the beginning of COVID. And you might remember that the churches got shut down. And so we recorded a message back then, and it's kind of funny to listen to now, that we gave to a couple little churches that we were working with. And we told them, well, what we'll do is we'll just record a couple sermons, then we'll surely be back into church, and we won't do that anymore. But you know, we started those first videos 18 months ago, and COVID kept going, and churches were shut down longer than any of us expected. And before we knew it, things just kind of kept going, and Angie and I just decided, you know, it won't be just a Sunday message, but we'll start doing a weekday message. And we've been doing that for several months now, too. And we just love it. And I'll tell you what, we've had some people that we've met that have called us, have sent us emails, have just done the sweetest things and just let us know that there's so many beautiful people out there. And we're just so thankful. But I'll tell you, folks, I'm starting to get like that old computer of mine. I think that I'm getting a little clogged up. I think I'm getting a little gummed up, a little slowed down. And I don't think that I'm giving my best work into the things that are really, really important. And so I think that Angie and I, we've been talking about this and praying about this. And what we're going to do is we're going to step away for a little while. We're going to defragment. And so what that means is for a time, and we don't have any re-entry date whatsoever, but for a time, we're not going to record any more videos. And so we're going to just step back, and really we are going to do exactly as Jesus demonstrated. We're going to go to a quiet place. We probably won't go anywhere, but we're going to try to just kind of check out of the busyness and the things that we can step away from and just spend time with the Father. Through that, we're prayerful that we get to recharged, and we know that we're going to hear from God because that's the way God does. And so, you know, we're so thankful for all of you guys, and we hope you know that. And my gosh, I want you to know that we just love each and every one of you, and we're just we're overwhelmed with what God did for with us having no plan whatsoever, but He had a plan, and He always does. And so if you want to continue to check in on us, we'd sure love for you to do that. You can find us on Facebook. And if you know when we start recording again, if we do, if you're subscribed to our YouTube channel, or if you're following us on podcasts, then you'll get a notification from them and say, apparently Roger got defragged and he's coming back and he's going to start doing some more videos. But we'd love to hear from you. You can find us on our website, and you can always write us at our Gmail account, thebarnabasbridge@gmail.com. And so, folks, before you leave, I'd like to share just one scripture with you. And it's an important one, and it's about God's beauty and His work in our lives. For all of us, He has intentions and He has a purpose. And for every single one of you that's listening today, He's got a plan for your life that will bring Him glory. And I promise you, in the work of His work, it'll bring you fantastic, great, great, great satisfaction. Paul is talking to the Corinthians church, and he wants to tell them this. He says, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Folks, I pray that you have a good work right at the fingertips, and you're ready to go after it today. And know that we're praying for you here at the Barnabas Bridge. Me and Ange, I should say, we'll be praying for you. And we sure would appreciate it if you prayed for us as well. So my friends, until we meet again, God willing, we'll see you soon. And I know that His grace will be in your life. And I know that He's going to be in ours as well. So take care, and we love you. Bye.